Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Pop-up testing centres are being set up around Greater Tauranga after one positive detection of COVID-19 in wastewater from a sample collected on September 23rd. Follow-up samples from Tauranga and Mount Maunganui were taken this morning, with results expected on Thursday. More samples are being taken from nearby areas including Paerewa, Waihi Beach, Katikati, Matamata, Te Puke and Maketu. Just 8 positive COVID-19 cases were confirmed today, all in Auckland, and only one unlinked to a previous case. That person was diagnosed after presenting to the emergency department at Waitakere Hospital, and they were transferred to North Shore Hospital. 5 staff were stood down and 8 patients in the department at the time are being treated as contacts. Travel restrictions out of Auckland will be eased slightly from midnight. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says people will be able to travel from Auckland into a Level 2 environment if they are relocating permanently, if they have shared caregiving arrangements, or if they are returning from Alert Level 3 to an Alert Level 2 environment. People need a test 72 hours before departure. A rare cloak with associations to Rewi Maniapoto has returned to Aotearoa. The Kaitaka Aronui was unwrapped at Te Papa yesterday by conservator Dr. Rangi Te Kanawa after its journey from England, where it was held by the descendants of John Grice since his return there from New Zealand in 1891. It's believed the Ngāti Maniapoto leader gifted the tonga to Grice in about 1890 after frequently staying at his home on the Kihikihi to Cambridge Road on his way to native land court sittings. Waikato Hauraki MP Nanaia Mahuta says Ngāti Maniapoto will welcome the return of the tonga.
Having worked on the Maniapoto settlement, I know that those tupuna who fought for their whenua and then fought for a way through to achieve their aspirations given the reality of colonisation, it's a timely return and it will remind descendants beyond Ngāti Maniapoto that our tupuna had great wisdom and foresight.
The Ngāia Mahuta says the cloak, which Dr. Te Kanawa found, had the muka thread count at 10 whatu per centimetre, double the count of a modern fine kākahu, has the appearance of fine linen. Auckland University of Technology has appointed Kylie Quince as Dean of its law school. Associate Professor Quince from Ngāpuhi, Ngāti Porou and Te Rōrua had been acting dean while an international search was conducted for the role. Her teaching expertise covers criminal law and justice, youth justice and Māori legal issues, and research focuses include crime policy, law and legal studies, human rights and justice issues. She says the AUT School of Law had a vision of excellence, practical legal education and research directed to social justice and community impact. She's keen to further develop its law program in South Auckland, where 20% of its law student cohort is based, and to lead changes mandated by the Council of Legal Education for all law schools to teach and assess concepts of tikanga and te reo Māori in their core courses. And that is your Wātea News.